Ron Ellis. He's a Williamson County Commissioner, but also a CPA, which comes in handy today. Because, you know, last week we were talking to you about the Associated Press report, and I called Ron. I said, can you believe this? $50 million at 2% from all municipalities.
Yeah. And they were bragging about the fact that it was, they expected it to be $5.5 million, and it was $6.2 million. That's $74 million, Tom, that's being taken out of the local communities, that's paid for by the local people, that's supposed to come back to our local communities. And the state, in their infinite wisdom, has decided to take that for their purposes because they refuse to cut their spending.
I think there's something ethical about this, that, and I can't quite verbalize it. It's taxing the tax. They call it an administrative fee, but I see it as taxing. We tax taking your money away.
And I mean, the state sees nothing wrong with it when you're spending more than you're bringing in. I mean, let's look at it. They're, depending on whom you talk to, Moody's will tell you that our pension budget is $250 billion. The state legislatures will tell you it's only $180 billion.
J.B. Pritzker told me it's $140.
Yeah. So, but it's a sliding scale. It depends on what they use for their actuarial table, but it's really over $200 billion in actuality.
And so this went in, was it July, June, July?
Yes, July. So you got the $200 billion for our pension. You've got a, over $100 billion of other debt that they have for the road projects and everything. Blagojevich borrowed $20 billion when he took office. They haven't paid any of that back except for the interest. They borrowed $9 billion or $6 billion to pay back debt so they could free up some money from the federal government. We have $9 billion of unpaid bills on a daily basis, and they're taking $74 million. Sounds like not much money, but that's just one of them. They're taking 10% of our income tax money. 3% of that money goes to run the state police administrative fee.
Let's stop there just a couple of moments, because we've got the administrative fee. All right. That's one. And so that's for taking the money from the community, processing it, and then returning it. That's 2%. But that process is also less of the money is coming back, not through the administrative fee, but less of the money is being returned, things like the motor fuel tax. Less of that money, a lesser percentage. What is it? You were running down the list, because I think they're taking money out of the money they tax, and they're also giving you less back to the community.
Correct. Absolutely correct. You know, you got our cut of the sales tax we estimate for the full year will be a little over $200,000, about $235,000. Our cut of the income tax is we estimate to be probably about $100,000. But, Tom, these two taxes, they're bad, but the most grievous stealing of our tax dollars is the motor fuel tax money. And that was supposed to be $50 billion. We threw such a fit, and I'm just not just we, Williamson County, everybody in the state threw such a fit that they backed off of that a little bit. They took it down to just over $40 million. But the grievous part of this $40 million that is coming from locals, motor fuel tax money, when you go to the pump and you buy gasoline, instead of going for our roads, our bridges, it's going directly to the Chicago Transit Authority.
Great. Ah, always love
There's
learning,
a good day.
Always like learning something new. You know what I find this interesting? Is this in perpetuity, or is this just a temporary?
Yes, it's going forward.
Going forward, all right. And why did they say they needed the money? Was there an actual reason? Is it because we're broke? I mean, is that it?
That's
just put it.
It
there?
Okay. The Chicago Transit Authority is in bleeding red, hemorrhaging red, and they needed an infusion. 67% of our elected officials come from the Cook County, Chicago area. And this was in the budget. So everybody who voted for this budget that was rammed down our throats in July took $40 million of what's considered downstate money from Rockford to Caro, everything in between, to the Chicago Transit Authority in the form of motor fuel tax.
You know what I find interesting is if the average citizen says 2%, 2%, it's 2 cents out of every dollar. I'm real fond of the steady drip fills the bucket, right? The steady drip also empties the bucket. And when you look at small communities, smaller than Marion, smaller than Carbondale. You look at those smaller communities, they live on incredibly thin margins. 1% and 2% is a great thing if you've got that kind of left. Well, we've taken that away from people day one. I mean, 2%, when in today's world, you get a 2% raise every year, then you're doing pretty good. 2.5% is like average. And you start thinking, 2%, we have gotten to the point where we're so close to the bottom that 2% is a lot of oxygen to keep you rolling. And I think maybe because that number seemingly is so insignificant that people maybe not worry about it and realize these are some pretty big numbers. When you take that $50 million, you smear it all over the state, it's going to be a lot more before it's over.
2%, 2 cents of every dollar. So that's not a lot. But cumulative for Williamson County, $235,000 that's going out of us being able to provide services for the people who live in Williamson County. That's just one of them.
All right. Look at it this way. $235,000 the figure. What is the percentage of Williamson County's payroll that is, budget that is payroll? I mean, when you look at it, I mean, most of your budget is for people.
60% of our budget goes to payroll and payroll services.
And that means less jobs in Williamson County. That means less people patching roads. That means less people mowing yards, whatever the case.
At the moment, at the moment, we have not let anybody go. But we've told the unions, we have kept the unions abreast of what's happening, and they're very understanding of what's happening. This next budget, each budget, I've been here 10 years now through 10 budgets already.
Wow.
And each one gets more and more and more difficult. This, you know, we're talking about these three taxes where the state's stealing our money. That doesn't talk about the unfunded mandates that they put on us. In January, we had unfunded mandates for things that we had to provide for the court system that cost us $100,000. I mean, the state legislature is great about spending our money, but yet they can't budget for themselves. They can't take care of their own house, and they're going to throw more and more and more on the local communities. That's their function right now.
Which is a good time to jump in here right now, because you listen a lot and you notice that there's literally everybody that I've talked to in big politics, especially in the primary, freeze property tax, free 5-year property tax freeze. You've heard these.
I have, and it's absurd what they're wanting to do. Our property tax is too high, and I've actually had people in Rauner's administration ask me, said, Ron, don't you think property taxes are too high? And I said, darn Skippy, they are. They're way too high. Doggone, we got people, you drive around, you see more homes for sale now than I ever have living in Illinois, because people are leaving the state. It's very well known. Yet they're going to throw more and more and more on top of the schools and the property taxes.
It's interesting. I read a story out of Seattle last night. This family, husband and wife, bought a house in, say, 1978 for $55,000. Well, today its value is rated at $1.2 million.
Holy cow.
And they say, here we are in the golden years. We've worked all of our entire lives. We've worked hard. We've improved our property. And now $1.2 million our house is assessed at, the property taxes we're leaving. When I read the story, it made sense. When somebody bought a house 30, 40 years ago, then the value continues to go up, but your amount that you've earned doesn't go up that much, right? And then suddenly, the average person's property taxes in Seattle went up $800 a year. So what are they doing? They're leaving.
Exactly. You can't tax the goose forever. The goose's neck is going to be cut off, and that's where we're at. You cannot continue to spend willy-nilly and expect people to want to move to the state. We've talked about this. Our corporations in the state of Illinois pay the highest income tax plus replacement tax in the world. And we're shocked when Caterpillar announces they're going to leave. We're shocked when Archer Daniels Midland says they're going to move a lot of their operations out of the state of Illinois. I mean, doggone, we've lost a manufacturing.
You almost said a bad word.
I know it. Right here in Marion, when Caterpillar closed and moved out of the state.
Right. Ron Ellis, Williamson County Commissioner, CPA. I'd be nice to be able to know when the end's in sight, and I don't see one.
I don't either. And I don't see, quite frankly, I don't see any difference between Rauner and Pitzker when it comes to the spending and the looking forward and doing positive things for the state.